State Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman calls the news devastating, economically and emotionally.
I don't think enough people try to work towards what we can do. I think people are focusing on more what we can't do, and that's disappointing to me.
Penn State Vice President for Intercollegiate Athletics, Sandy Barber, said she supports the decision, but knows it will have an impact on athletes and the community. The home football games draw tens of thousands of visitors to State College. Nittany Lions fans fill the stadium and the hotels and restaurants. Along with football, the Big Ten move means women's cross country, field hockey, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball are being postponed. The Big Ten says it will look at other options for all of the sports, including the possibility of playing in the spring. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.